Hachette Audio presents, Did I Say That Out Loud? Midlife Indignities and How to Survive Them. Written and read by Kristen Van Ogtrop. For my parents, who experienced much of this stuff before I did, but never really complained about it. Just happy to be here. Something happened in the past few years, something sneaky and silent that I didn't even realize was a problem until it was right upon me, like a bat about to fly into my hair. Everyone around me became mindful. When you were a kid, did you worry about mindfulness? Of course not. You just did your thing, tra-la-laing through life, with a relatively mindless approach that usually worked just fine. Now, suddenly, people are paying so much attention, greeting every situation with open hearts and discerning minds, bidding each other namaste everywhere they go, and learning how to breathe, which, last time I checked, generally doesn't need to be taught. As soon as I noticed this awful development, I thought, ugh, it all sounds so boring, and I definitely do not need to change the way I breathe in order to be a better person or find out whether my life has meaning. But one of the hallmarks of middle age is the mistaken belief that if you constantly endeavor to keep up with trends, you will never be left behind by your children, the culture, or that one woman in your book group who has always been cooler than you. I am nothing if not middle-aged, meaning it's a long, pitiful slog from now until the end of my days to try to keep a grip on our world as it inexorably advances beyond my reach. Which is why I found myself, not long ago, in a mindfulness meditation class on an otherwise ordinary Sunday afternoon. I was sitting cross-legged on an orange bolster on the floor of the local yoga studio, trying to accept with an open heart and discerning mind the fact that both of my feet were beginning to fall asleep and wondering whether mindfulness was a bunch of hooey, just as I suspected, when I heard the instructor say, "There is a big difference between thinking and thoughts." Immediately, I knew that the 20-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?